Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Are going to ban phones in schools and all the world's problems will be solved. Wrong. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. It's Billy and TJ.
Yeah, well, you threw a fit about this when it first happened because you didn't want your daughter in school without a phone. And you were like cranking about that. So I do remember you had a tough time with this whole ban.
Just from a safety standpoint.
For me, I had no problem with it. I'm right. Pretty sure my kid was being distracted all day long. No doubt about it.
Oh,
in
I
my
think
mind.
A lot of kids are. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
They banned them and it hasn't solved.
So here's a national study. And they looked at thousands of students and thousands of teachers. Interestingly, found the teacher usage didn't drop at all, but they weren't the ones that had the phones banned. Everybody else did.
Right.
But they found that when it first went into effect, there was little effect on test scores.
Okay.
So this is not just in New York. This is nationwide. A national study finds lockable pouches. So you walk into class, you drop your phone in the pouch. You're not allowed to touch it until school is over. So it did reduce in-school phone use, which that's pretty obvious. Zero effect on test scores. Discipline and student well-being worsened on adoption and got better from that point on. So there was a phase where people were probably like, I want my phone.
I know.
And then when they didn't get it, things just kind of leveled out. But there was another weird thing that not on this study, but another study where I found that school suspensions have gone up, which I don't know if it's because the kids aren't distracted by their phones. So now they're fighting in the hallways or finding other ways to entertain themselves that might get them in trouble. I don't know.
That's weird that would because. For me, my issue with having phones in school was the fact that these social media posts were being posted and things were getting started. And that's where kind of bullying and spreading misinformation and then
right.
These stupid challenges of let's destroy the bathroom at school and all of these dumb things were kind of creating like this horrible force of their own.
Right.
And if you could eliminate the phones in school, you would at least you're going to eliminate that drama. And so for me, I was like, yeah, get rid of the drama as
right,
much of
right.
the drama as you can. But if there's kids who are going to get suspended or, you know.
So the fact that the test scores haven't gone up is got me scratching my head, because if these kids aren't distracted in class, why aren't the tests going up? Are they just not paying attention?
They're kids.
Or were they getting it before and they're just not going to get any better at it? Even with the phone in their hand.
Their kid, it's just not having a phone isn't going to change their attention span. I mean, it takes a while to do that, right?
Yep. Hey, if there's any teachers out there, what have your experience been? We'll keep you anonymous. 252-9233. While the phone bans in schools has certainly cut down on phone usage in schools, but it has done nothing for test scores. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, Billy and TJ. We were just talking about this nationwide study, not just in New York, nationwide, that found that, yes, usage of phones in schools has dropped. Test scores has had zero effect on it.
Well, and this texter chiming in saying, in New York, we've not even finished 1 year with no phones. So we do need to see if the Regent scores go up next month to see if it works. So with that being said,
everything I just said was nationwide, though.
But that's not us.
Okay. Oh, we're going to be special and unique?
Yes, we are. We don't know yet. We don't know. Another texter goes, hey, now they just play games on their Chromebook.
We are hearing from a lot of teachers on the text line. 252-9233. Thank you for that.
And they do explain they can't call.
Right. Well,
they do want to stay anonymous.
Yes.
You know what we need? Like a Darth Vader, like
the voice changer. Yeah.
So folks feel more comfortable about calling about things. Yes.
So basically the teachers are saying that the ban is working, you know, in classrooms. It seems to be kids are a little more engaged. One teacher said that their rule was they don't have a pouch. You have to leave your phone in a locker, mm-hmm. but they can clearly see the phone outline in a kid's pants pocket. They just, as long as it's not a problem, they don't do anything with it. And one district said it's okay to have the earphones.
Yeah.
I can't believe that any school district is cool with that part of it.
Well,
because the phone has to be attached to make the headphones work. So clearly they're using the phone.
The Bluetooth.
Yeah.
But they're not watching anything. They don't have their face in it. They're not recording anything or watching. No. I mean, I guess they're just trying to find a happy medium.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, a kid's going to learn or he's not. Or she's not.
That's honestly, there was three text messages that said exactly what you just did. It's up to mom and dad, and it's up to the kids caring.
Well.
And if they don't care, what are you going
to
do?
I don't know. I was the kid who always got in trouble for bringing stuff to school.
What did you bring to school that you got in trouble for?
I remember getting in trouble. I got the sweetest calculator watch.
Oh, those Casio ones?
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
It was a calculator watch. I'm pretty sure I saved up for it.
Those are sweet.
And I had it on. But unfortunately, it made noises that would not turn off when you typed in. So I was in math class using my calculator watch. And Mrs. Mosier, I'll never forget, she got, oh my gosh, she was like, take it off. And I was like, I had to play stupid. Oh my gosh. And she goes, I'll keep this till the end of the year.
The end of the year.
Wow. And it sat there in her drawer till the end of the year.
The only thing I got in trouble for taking to school, remember, I'm nerd Billy, was, remember those little Casio keyboards that were about a foot long?
Mm-hmm.
They were tiny. And they didn't have keys. They had buttons. Me and my friend Scott would have them in homeroom. Homeroom. We were allowed to do stuff in homeroom. You could have your Walkman. You could do whatever.
Because it was just like a downtime.
Right.
We're waiting for morning announcements.
It's
a cesspool of, you know what I mean? It's not a good situation to put people in.
So these things, you could tune them. So my friend would take his and make it slightly off tune from mine, and we would play songs. And Mrs. Enrico Saeta walked up, snatched those right out of our hands, and was like, you get these back at the end of the year. We never saw them again. I never saw that thing
again. Well, you forgot about him, I assume.
No, I asked. She's like, oh, yeah, you can pick it up at the end of the year.
She's
end of the
gone.
Year comes, and boom, she's gone. I'm not sure why, but it feels to me like there should have been a ceremony before this happened. A gathering of some kind. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE with Billy and TJ. They started Knock It Down High Mark Stadium.
Well, that's been, yeah. They've been slowly picking out the memorabilia, as they're calling it. And everything was sold from the troughs in the bathroom to,
last year was kind of a long goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, and I get that. But I just thought when it came time for the bulldozers to roll in, that there would be like Bill's Mafia surrounding the building. Or there would be, you know, the county executive would give a speech. It's the end of one era and the beginning of another. And, you know, there would be something.
Already. This has been like this long drawn out.
But you as a Bills fan, are you sentimental about that stadium?
I mean, that's already come and gone. It really has. Like, I think when they first started building the new one next to the old one and you were there last season, I think it was a healthy way. I think we've had plenty of time to have a healthy goodbye.
It was 2 years to build it, right?
Well, yeah,
more than
pretty
that.
Much.
Yeah.
So, and then, I don't know, now there's stories coming out about I don't know if you saw, but there was a watch that was lost like 50 years ago when they originally built Highmark.
Oh my God. In 1973, somebody lost a watch.
His name's Pat Little, and he was a construction worker, and he worked on that concrete core of the stadium during its initial instruction. Construction, excuse me. And his son wants to find that watch. So they're hoping while they tear the cement out and knock all this out that they're going to find this
watch. I mean, if he
watch.
Vaguely knows which region of the stadium he was in when it happened, but...
Yeah.
There was another local story here in Rochester, the Sticky Lips on Jefferson Road. And I knew that was closed, but I just assumed like everything on Jefferson Road, that it would just reopen to something else. They had the beautiful stage. Like when you walked in, it was split level.
Why did they floor it? They just came in and demoed the whole thing?
Yes. Bulldoze, flat. I mean,
I feel like that must have been recent.
Like this week.
Yeah, I was just there probably a week or two ago.
Yeah.
What it's they're probably going to bring in a prefab thing, right?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be another Chipotle or...
That's what we need.
Another
more
Chick-fil-A.
More Chipotles!
It's your country music news with the B-Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.
TJ, I did not realize this many country artists came out of reality TV. Wait till you hear this list. Miranda Lambert.
Yes, she was on a singing competition show.
Nashville Stars season one. She finished third back in 2003. I think she was like 17, maybe 16 when that was on. Chris Young won Nashville Stars season four in 2006. Casey Musgraves finished seventh on Nashville Star in season five. Chase Rice, not a music show, but he was on Survivor in 2010.
Yeah, and then he doesn't want to talk about it every time we talk to him.
Right. We talked to Chase about the show.
It's like, it's all we want to talk about.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
It's like talking to you without bringing up Hornell.
Right.
Come on. It's your roots.
Come on.
Just be proud.
You can't just deny it there.
Riley Green was on the fifth season of Redneck Island. What is Redneck? I don't even know what that show is. That's not a dating show, right? It's just a bunch of people acting rednecky. Oh,
that right? That one went under my radar. I'm not quite sure what that is.
Well, Riley Green came to us via Redneck Island. Cody Johnson does not like being compared to George Strait. He explained... when he opened for George at Clemson's Memorial Stadium over the weekend.
I have an issue with the fact that people say, oh, you're the next George Strait. When I get 62 number one singles on the Billboard charts, we can talk. There will only ever be one king of country music, and he's here tonight.
He's not dumb.
Yeah, right.
He's not dumb, but I think he is the next George Strait. Well, he's the only guy really carrying that torch right now.
Yes.
That old-timey 90s, early 2000s,
and
80s country.
He does it
country.
So well.
Yeah, and proudly.
Yeah.
Like, it feels genuine. Darius Rucker's cover of Wagon Wheel has now surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify. It is the 15th country song to join the Billionaires Club. And in case you're wondering, there are 1,200 songs that we, as a society, have streamed over a billion times.
Wow.
A billion with the B.
I know we've played Wagon Wheel at least a million. Like, for sure. It's a great song.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.